Did I repost the Marmokomas first year?
Yeah, they're on the Canvas page. I didn't ask you to update the Arlem, I guess. You have to click a box, and I already posted it before I clicked the box. So I don't know if the box got clicked, but they're there on the Canvas page. Okay. Someone asked just now on the WhatsApp chat, based on the Netziv, the Netziv's idea, his thesis, that whenever you have a Hechsher Mitzvah, Ksuv B'Torah, so it takes on some of the properties of the Mitzvah itself, and therefore would apply Mitzvah Boyos and Yibushluchoy, and there'd be Zrizu Magdima LaMitzvahs, even when it comes to the Hechsher Mitzvah, such as building the Sukkah, or perhaps being involved in the baking of the matzahs, or the Pasuk says, or Shmartim Es HaMatzahs. So the Netziv suggests that whenever a Hechsher Mitzvah, Ksuv B'Torah, takes on some of the properties of the Mitzvah itself. Someone asked, well, then what's the difference between, Rabbi Aryeh asked, then what's the difference between that and the Mitzvah itself? And the truth of the matter is, you're 100% right. There might not be any difference between a Hechsher Mitzvah, Ksuv B'Torah, and the Mitzvah itself, only in terms of, when are you done, right? You're done when you finally perform the Mitzvah, and that's when you receive reward for it. But it could be that the Hechsher Mitzvah actually blends in to become part of the Mitzvah itself with regards to all all matters. In fact, the opinion of Rabbi Elazar was, we don't have the time to get into Hechsher Mitzvah and the status of a Hechsher Mitzvah preparatory stage, but the opinion of Rabbi Elazar was, in Masechta Shabbos, the whole parak name for Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar de Mila, whose opinion was, not only the Mila doich HaShabbos, if the eighth day falls out and coincides with Shabbos, but even the Machshirei Mila are doich HaShabbos. Or, there's a famous opinion that we don't really pass on Rabbi Elazar, but if that's because you could do it earlier, but if you have a Hechsher Mitzvah that you can't do in any other way, and the only way to do it, the only way to do the mitzvah is with this Hechsher Mitzvah. There is simply no other way to do it. Then we might even apply, to extend some of the properties of the mitzvah itself to the Hechsher Mitzvah. And if the mitzvah is Deicha Shabbos, Hechsher Mitzvah might be Deicha Shabbos. Or, for example, many people are familiar with the dilemma that arises every Shabbos Chanukah. When to light the menorah for Chanukah on Erev Shabbos? Because the menorah has to be lit at night. What do you do if Hanukkah coincides as it does every year? Some years twice, some years it's once. And what do you do on Erev Shabbos, Shachal Yoyis, in the middle of Hanukkah? When do you light the menorah? It has to be lit at night. But the problem is you can't light it at night, it's already Shabbos. So what do? We light it earlier. What if the menorah blows out before Shabbos enters? So we normally paskin kavsa ein zakaklof. The menorah blows out, you don't have to relight it. Yeah, but that's if you lit it at night, because I already fulfilled the mitzvah, at least for a moment. And now that it blew out, I already fulfilled the mitzvah for a moment. That's enough. As long as I had enough oil there when I lit the menorah, that it could have burned for half an hour. But here, it blew out Erev Shabbos, it's not even the night yet. How can I say, what should I say there? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Trumas Hadeshen that even if you lit the menorah before Shabbos, and the menorah blew out before Shabbos, you don't have to relight it, even though you could, because we apply kavsa ein zakukla. Once you lit it in a proper fashion, even if it blows out, you don't have to relight it. But even though it's not even night yet, all you did was a Hechsher Mitzvah. I prepared the menorah to be lit at night, since there's no other way to light the menorah on Leil Shabbos, other than lighting it before the Shkia. So that's already takes on the status of the mitzvah itself. So much so, says the Trumas Hadeshen, you don't even have to go back and relight it, even though you can, still squeeze it in before Halakas Neir Shabbos. You don't have to, because here, the Hechsher Mitzvah, when it cannot be done in any other way, takes on some of the properties of the mitzvah itself. So it's really a Shas topic that the Netziv here is touching on, and that is, what is the status of Machshirei Mitzvah? But the Netziv's idea is, even though we don't pass on a Rabbi Elazar, that every Machshirei Mitzvah takes on the properties of the Mitzvah itself, if the Mitzvah, if the Hechsher Mitzvah is Ksuva B'Torah, so then it takes on a greater significance than if it would not be Ksuva B'Torah. But it's admittedly a much larger subject. Okay, so what we left off yesterday, though, discussing was Zrizim Akdimim LaMitzvahs, which we derived from the Pasuk by Avram Avinu and the Kedas Yitzchak, that he got up early in the morning to perform the Akedah, that there's a notion, an idea. We said it's not, like your mavatal the mitzvah if you don't do it, but it's the right thing to do to show your enthusiasm, your excitement for the mitzvahs, is to do it at the earliest possible opportunity. It is derived from a pasuk in the Torah, which make it seem like it's an obligation, but it doesn't necessarily mean if you don't do it, you were mavatal the mitzvah. It means you should do it, and if you didn't do it, you missed an opportunity to show your enthusiasm for the mitzvahs, but not that you were mavatal the mitzvah in any way. Zrizim akdimim lamitzvahs only means you should perform the mitzvah at the earliest possible time. What we saw from our Gemara is that it shouldn't preempt it. That doesn't mean necessarily that you have to do it early. It only means when the first opportunity arises, you should do the mitzvah. And that's why we're going to need another reason why we do Bedikas Chametz on the night of the 14th instead of on the morning of the 14th. The earliest time you could do Bior Chametz seems to be right in the morning, or that's the Zman Bior, the ideal Zman Bior is on the day of the 14th. So if it only would have been because of Zrizim Akdim the Mitzvahs, that would have required us to do Bedika, the earliest possible moment, on the day of the 14th, not necessarily on the night. And that's why we're going to need another reason why we push back Bedikas Chametz even to the night of the 14th. But just in understanding and examining the parameters of this principle, it's important to put it into context of other priorities that we have in terms of performing mitzvahs. Meaning, so oftentimes we have many different agenda items when a person is going about performing a mitzvah that we want to accomplish, right? A person wants to do Zrizim Akdim L'mitzvahs, he wants to do it at the earliest possible time. There's another concept of Beroy Vam Hadras Melech, that a person should perform mitzvahs together with a large group, because when we praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu together as a large group, that enhances our activity when it's done together with a large group. It's more meaningful, it's more impactful. So there's always an idea to do things together. If a person has an opportunity to daven with a small minion, or a person has an opportunity to daven with a large group of people, it says in Shulchan Aruch, it's better to daven with a large group of people, but Rav Ham, daven in the base medrash minion, not in the rogue minion somewhere on campus. That's always better. I know it's slower, and we know about all these things. Okay, fine. Other people have other concerns. If there's more talking in the big minion, then a person should daven in a small minion. But if the bigger minion is just as equal, in terms of all of its, in terms of the kavodat tefila that will be there, it's better for a person daven in a bigger minion. But if I'm Hajjus Melech, what do you do though if the bigger minion is starting later and the smaller minion is starting earlier? So should we give preference to Zrizim Akdim and Lemitzvahs, or should we give preference to Beroy Vam Hajjus Melech? Which one should come, which one should take precedence? And this arises all the time in many different scenarios. Let's say a person is making a Bris Milah. So you want to do the Bris Milah as early as possible in the morning of the eighth day, as our Gemara says, V'yashkem Avram B'Baikar, and applies it specifically with regards to Bris Milah on the eighth day. So we should do it as early in the morning. Does that mean you have to do it Kivasikin? So nowadays, Kivasikin is not so bad. So a lot of people probably want to do Brisim before Kivasikin. But there are other times in the year when Vasikin is, 5:15, you try and get your guests there by 5:15 and then feed them, fleishiks or something at 6 in the morning. They're not going to be so thrilled with you. You want to, people would rather you daven at the 7:30 or 8 o'clock or something that, is a little bit more covered abrius. So, do you have the right to finagle with the time and push it off because Beroy Vam, I want my relatives and my friends to be there? Or should we say, no, it's reason my Dimon Mitzvahs always takes precedence. So this was a shiloh that was raised by the Trumas Hadeshan. I think it was on the Mar Mekaymus from yesterday. Where's my sheet? Right here somewhere. I lost it. Hold on. This was a shaga that was raised by the Trumas Hadeshan and Siman Lamed Hey, where he has a familiar dilemma with regards to Kiddush Levana. It's always nice to do Kiddush Levana, basis already found in the Masech Soifrim, on Matzei Shabbos. Why should we do Kiddush Levana on Matzei Shabbos? Because that's when a person is dressed in nicer begadim, and it's a heder for the mitzvah to do it while a person is dressed in Big Day Shabbos. But what about the fact of doing Kiddush Levana the first opportunity? So it says in Sifrei Kabbalah, but it happens to be quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Sefer Shari Oira, which was a original basic Sefer on Kabbalah. It was printed after the Zohar HaKadosh. The dating of the Zohar HaKadosh itself is somewhat controversial, but the Shari Oira was clearly printed after. And there's a comment in the Shari Oira that is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Kiddush Levana, that a person should not do Kiddush Levana until 7 days into the month have passed. The Vilna Gaon was famous that he was not choishish for this, that you don't have to wait 7 months until the month has passed, 7 days into the month. You could even do it before 7 days. There's some chassidish shtibloch that are makbid to wait dafka until 7 days have passed. Maybe the other shuls that are makbid like that as well. That's actually what it says in Shulchan Aruch, based on Sifrei Kabbalah. However, there are many shuls that are afraid of missing a Kiddush Levana, so they'll do it even before 7 days have passed, as long as 3 days have passed from the time of the Moilid. You don't have to wait till the third day of the month. You have to wait till 3 days have passed since the time of the Moilid. That's why we announce the Moilid in shul, not just the day that will be Rosh Chodesh, so people know when 3 days after the Moilid will be. Why do you have to wait 3 days after the Moilid? Because in order to do Kiddush Levana, you have to enjoy the light of the moon. If you don't enjoy the light of the moon, so then you really can't perform Kiddush Levana. And you can't enjoy the light of the moon until the moon is somewhat substantial. So you have to wait 3 days into the month, 72 hours into the month, and then there's enough light for a person to enjoy, and then he could perform Kiddush Levana properly. But what about, we always try and do it on Matzei Shabbos, based on the Masech L'Soifim, it's preferable to do it on Matzei Shabbos, and a person is dressed in Big Day Shabbos. But if you push it off, you're going to be violating Zriza Magdimah L'Mitzvah. So should we give precedence to the Hidur Mitzvah of doing Kiddush Levana when a person is dressed in Big Day Shabbos, or should we give precedence to Zriza Magdimah L'Mitzvah and not even do it on a Matzei Shabbos? So that was a shah that was raised at Trumas HaDesh, and Harar Levana B'Chidush B'Mei Achol. Person sees during the week the kiddush, you know, the new moon. And they push it off until Matzei Shabbos. Is that the proper thing to do or not? So the Trumas Hadesha makes a distinction between when you'll have time later on in the month to do it versus when you will not have time later on in the month to do it. Meaning, if you live in a place where, you know, if you live in Eretz Yisrael, it never gets cloudy, so then you have a little bit more latitude. But if you live in a place where the weather is a little bit more erratic, or certainly if you live in a climate where it often rains, and it's often cloudy, and you might miss the opportunity to do Kiddush Levana, then you should not push it off. But if you know, it's not likely that you'll miss the opportunity to push off, you know, to do Kiddush Levana, then you know, ideally you should push it off until Matzei Shabbos. So the Trumas Hadesh here seems to give preference to doing the mitzvah behidura, to doing it in the proper fashion, rather than giving precedence to Zriza Magdimah L'Mitzvah. And that's what's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Have a look over here. Siman Tav Chav Vav Siv Beis. This is all of the halachos of Kiddush Levana are found in this siman. Ein mevarchin yareach elo b'matzei Shabbos k'muvusim b'begad of noyim. Person should only do it on Matzei Shabbos when he's wearing nice clothing as a hider mitzvah for Kiddush Levana. V'davka emleo Matzei Shabbos hu kaidim b'chaydish. That's only if there's a Matzei Shabbos that's early on in the month. Az mamtinam on Matzei Shabbos. Avam hu achar kach. Let's say it's later on. Ein mamtinu. Let's say in Yom Kippur we have a meeting not to do Kiddush Levana until after Yom Kippur to begin, you know, the new year with a mitzvah right away. And then we're going to go build our sukkah. So we have a meaning not to do it earlier on in the month. So if you know, if it's cloudy that night, you shouldn't wait till the next Matzei Shabbos, obviously. You're going to miss out in Kiddush Levana. You should do it the next night or at the first opportunity after Yom Kippur. You're going to miss the time. So if it's early on in the month, you're not worried. You'll probably get a night in somewhere. Then you should push it off to Matzei Shabbos, but if not, you should do it at the earliest possible opportunity. And if a person is going to do it during the week, you should wear nice clothing. So now, the Bir Halacha quotes from the Bach, who disagreed. He disagreed with the Trumas Hadesh. He said, no, why are you pushing it off? Reason, Magdimah L'Mitzvah. So that's HaBach. Shaloi Lahach Mitzvah Mitzvah Ad Matzei Shabbos. Don't do this. The Pasuk said, Ushmartim is HaMatzois. And we darshened in the Mechilta, Ushmar Rashi quotes in a Chumash. And Parshas Bo, Dar Ushmartim is HaMatzois. Ushmartim es hamitzvahs, that just like a person shouldn't delay in the preparation of the matzah lest it become chametz, a person shouldn't delay in the performance of a mitzvah bo yodo, al tach mitzana, shouldn't become chametz. So you should do it right away, like Zrizim Magdim lo mitzvah. So, akash avo lo shlosha yomim, once 3 days have passed, that you can already enjoy the moon, mehamodim mekajin, should do it right away. And that was the opinion of the Vilna Gaon as well. The Vilna Gaon didn't even, you know, wait till Matzah Shabbos, even the first week. The Vilna Gaon would do it during the week, and those who follow them in Hagei Agra do a Kiddush Levana at the first possible opportunity. There's something like that in our community too. Follow them in Hagei Agra and do Kiddush Levana, you know, right away, and they don't push it off. Always afraid that perhaps they're going to miss the opportunity to do Kiddush Levana. But even more than that, the Bach argues on fundamental grounds. Forget about missing the opportunity. The Vilna Gaon was afraid because of the erratic weather he might miss it. Even more than that, the Bach seems to argue on fundamental grounds that Zriza Magdimah L'Mitzvah takes precedence. Priority over doing a mitzvah, behidura. And Jesus Magdalene Mitzvah comes first. Yeah, what do you say, Ellie?
Isn't there a minhag that we're supposed to say Kiddush Levana after Yom Kippur, so that way we go from mitzvah to mitzvah?
Yeah. So that's what we said.
How does that necessarily fit into this?
The Vilna Gaon didn't observe that minhag. The Vilna Gaon didn't do like that. He didn't do that. Yeah. The Vilna Gaon held you have to do it right away. I even think on Tisha B'Av too. I think the Vilna Gaon didn't wait till after Tisha B'Av. Our minhag is also to wait till after Tisha B'Av. I think the Vilna Gaon did it early. I could be mistaken, but I believe that the Vilna Gaon never pushed it off. He always did Kiddush Levana right away. Now, that's because he was afraid of the weather. The Bach argues more fundamentally that Zriza Magdimah L'Mitzvah takes precedence over other priorities when performing a mitzvah. But this is a well-known machlokes achronim that's quoted by the Be'er Heitev with regards to how to interpret a Gemara Maseches Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says over here, Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Ha'ovu Gufnei Ateva V'Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah Hasheni Matkia. When do you do tkiyas? I'll say to our brachas. When do we do malchus, achronis, and shayfers together with tkiyas? Shayfer, do we do it during shachris or do we do it during musaf? We take it for granted that we do it during musaf, but the Mishnah actually debates the issue. Ha'oivel lefnei atev b'yomtev shal Rosh Hashanah sheni matkiyah. You do the malchus, achronis, and shayfers during musaf. U'bishas halel, harishon mekares ha'halel. But the halel you do after shachris. So Gemara asks, well, why the disparity? Why do we push off Musaf until later on in the day? We want to do it later on in order so that it should be done with greater publicity and with a larger group. And presumably more people are going to come, unfortunately, if ever we know this is true. More people come later on as the davening drags on, right? There's always the Musaf crowd. You have the original wave and then you have the second wave, right? The original second wave. It comes later on, sometime, to come and make sure they're there for the Kiddush or whatever they come for. Shema Tkiya, Mishum Deroivam Hadras Melch. They want to be there for the Tkiya Shofar, you know, better late than ever, at least they come for the Musaf. Ihachi, and then they have the JFKs, right? The just for Kiddush, they come even after the Musaf. We're not, the Gemara didn't mention that phenomenon. So, Ihachi. So if the Gemara says, if that's the case, are there going to be more people? Yeah, what do you want to say, Alan?
Doesn't the Gemara Megillah also speak about people who they end up leaving shul early?
Ah, people always running out. Yeah. That's not a new phenomenon. Coming just for Kiddush seems to be a new one. Coming just for Kiddush. Usually the guy who runs out early is the guy who came late. It's usually the same crowd. Ihachi halal nami. 1 minute. If there's Barayv Av, if there are going to be more people out there later on in the day, so let's do halal by Musaf too. Name of Bishayni Mishum, Barayv Av, Hadras Melech. Oh, let's do halal later on too. Elamai, Shno halal, the Berishayin. Why do we do halal by Shachris? Dries and Magdim and the Mitzvahs. We want to do Mitzvahs at the furriest, what do you say? Musaf Club. Okay, yeah. We want to do Kiddush. I can't reach out. Just call out. I can't, if you have a comment, I don't mind if you call out. It's better for me. In chats, I get all disturbed. But, so says the Gemara, why do we do Hallel earlier? Zrizim Akdim Lamitzvahs. Ah, so let's do Tkiya Shayfer Malchus Zechronis and Shayfers earlier also because of Zrizim Akdim Lamitzvahs. So it sounds like from the Gemara, Zrizim Akdim Lamitzvahs would have overridden the concern or the priority of Baroi Vam Hadras Melech. That's why we do Hallel first. There's more people later on. And that's why the Gemara says initially, says, why do we do Tkiya Shayfer later on? Because that's when most people are there. Well, if that's true, let's do Hallel by Musaf too. The Gemara says, no, we do Hallel earlier because Rizim Magdim Lamitzvah. It sounds like Rizim Magdim Lamitzvah takes precedence. Why is the only reason that we do Tkiya Shayfer later on? Rabbi Yechim, B'Shas HaShmat Shonu. The only reason we do it later on is because of Xeris HaShmat. They weren't able to blow Tkiya Shayfer early because the authorities were coming to check on them. To make sure they weren't blowing Tkiya Shayfer, to check that they weren't davening. If they blow Shayfer, it would make... I lost everyone. What is going on here? Wow, what happened? We went out?
You're just muted, but you were very jittery beforehand.
Is it better now? Give me a second. Is that better? Is it better now? Yeah, okay, fine. Better? Let me know if there's a problem. Can you hear me now? We're good? Technical difficulties. Apologize. Okay, let's just review. The Gemara says we daven Hallel by Shacharis, Rizim Akdim and the Mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah. We don't do Hallel on Rosh Hashanah, but Hallel, we typically do in shul. I apologize, not in Rosh Hashanah. We typically do Hallel in shul by Shacharis. Why do we typically do Hallel in shul by Shacharis? Reason by Dimon LeMitzvahs. Says the Gemara, why don't we do it by Musaf? That's when there are more people there, and that's why on Rosh Hashanah we blow Malchus, Achronis, and Shayfers by Musaf, because that's when the later crowd is there. So Barovam Hadras Melech. So the Gemara says, no, you're right. We really should have done them all by Shacharis. Reason by Dimon LeMitzvahs. What's the reason that we push off Tkiya Shayfer to later on is because it was a Shas HaShmad, it was religious persecution, they weren't able to blow Tkiya Shayfer early, so they had to push Tkiya Shayfer later on in the afternoon. So it sounds like from the Gemara, were it not for the Shas HaShmad, we would have blown Malchus, Achronis, and Shayfers earlier on in the day because of Zrizim Magdim and Lemitzvahs. So don't you see from here that Zrizim Magdim and Lemitzvahs takes precedence. And that was the argument that was made by the Radvaz. The Bir Heitev over here, Simon Sadi Sefkan Yeralov, quotes a famous tshuva of the Radvaz. Of course, everything is only famous if you know about it, but what I mean when I say it's famous is that many people know about it. The Radvaz over here, Kei Lagdal Simin Yud Gimel, was asked by a person in one of these kind of like classical dilemmas that probably never happened. I don't know, the Radvaz has a tshuva about it. It sounds like we're very Zilberstein's shilas, you know. I don't know if they ever happened or they didn't happen. They make for good shiurim, but unlikely that anyone ever asked this shayla. But anyway, the guy was trapped in jail, and the Sar Beis HaSoyar gives him one day that he'll be allowed out of jail. Which day should he choose for his get-out-of-jail free card, even though knowing he's going to have to come back later? So, you know, we could have, this would be a great shayla for like you know, one of these sessions at one of these Shabbatons. Which day in the Jewish calendar is your favorite year that you'll be let out of jail? You know, on that day, would it be Yom Kippur? Would it be Purim? Would it be Simchas Torah? Pesach? Go through the whole Jewish calendar and debate the values and, you know, the merits of one over the other. However, the Radvaz says what is perhaps the most obvious but also unsatisfying answer, which is no, you go out today. Today, they give you a chance to go out now. What are you pushing it off for another time? Zrizim Akdivin La Mitzvahs. So Radvaz says whenever you have an opportunity or you have a dilemma, a person is faced with Zrizim Akdivin La Mitzvahs, or, you know, Beroy Vam Hadras Melech, he could do things, you know, or Hidur Mitzvah, or perhaps a great opportunity to do more mitzvahs. He could do a lot of things a little bit better, but he's faced with, on the other side of the ledger, with Zrizim Akdivin La Mitzvahs. Zrizim Akdivin La Mitzvahs always takes precedence, and therefore a person should go out right away. And where's his raya to this? From the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah, we would have blown Machas, Zecharinus, and Shefers by Shachris, were it not for the fact that there was Xeris Hashmad, religious persecution, that forced us to push it off into Musaf. Even though in Musaf, one could have made the argument, we should always have done it in Musaf, because B'Rai Vam, there's more people there. No, that's not sufficient reason. Zerizim Akdim Lamitzis would have trumped B'Rai Vam. So Sotu says, Radvaz, Zerizim Akdim Lamitzis trumps other priorities as well. The Be'er Heitev, though, quotes from the Chacham Tzvi, who disagreed. The Chacham Tzvi said, no, you should choose a different day throughout the calendar, not Dafka. You know, today, because you should choose the day that makes the most sense. And he brought a raya from the Gemara in Maseches Menachos. The Gemara says in Menachos that if a person has one animal, he could either use as the carbon tamid, which is the carbon that was brought every day, or he could use it as a carbon musaf that was unique to Shabbos Yontif. So the Gemara debates whether Mekudash, something that's holier or something a little bit more special that's associated with Yontif, takes precedence over Tadir, over the thing that's brought every day, or whether Tadir takes precedence over Mekudash. So the Gemara goes back and forth. Is Tadir Adif or is Mekudash Adif? So he says, according to the Radvaz, it should have been obvious that you bring the first carbon, you know, and that Tadir is Adif, and you don't push it off or use it for a carbon Musaf. If that's the case, that you do that which is better, that which is more preferable, and not necessarily that which is immediately available, you know, you do the Mekudash, you do the Mehudar, and you don't necessarily run to Chaparan with the Zrizim Akdim La Mitzvahs, then what's the pshat in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah? The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, were it not for the fact that there was Xeris Hashmah, we would have blown Tkiya Shaifer by Shachris, and not pushed it off into Musaf, even though by Musaf there's Barai Vam. So Chacham Tzvi says, nah. He says, that's because when people come late to shul, you never know if they're actually going to come. I can tell you this as a person who monitors attendance at shuls. Sometimes there's a huge crowd that comes just for Musaf. Sometimes it's the same crowd that was there for Shacharis. You never know, right? It's hard to really know who's going to come late and who's not going to come late. So Chacham Tzvi says, it's because it was a Safek Beroy Vam. I don't know if more people will come from Musaf. Maybe they'll all go to the other shul. Maybe they'll all come early this year. Who knows? So since I don't know for sure there'll be a Beroy Vam later, there might be, there might not be, but Zrizim Akdim La Mitzvahs I know for sure I'll have if I do it early. That's why the Gemara gave precedence to Zrizim Akdim La Mitzvahs over Beroy Vam. But you're right. If I would know for sure that there'd be Beroy Vam later on, then you should push it off. In fact, so that was the argument of the Chacham Tzvi, that Mekudash, Mehudar, Beroy Vam, all of these things take precedence over Zrizin. However, the Radvaz and the Chumash Hadeshin said that no, you can. The Radvaz said no. Zrizin Makdim LaMitzvah takes precedence over the other things. You don't push off a mitzvah to do it in a more mahudah fashion or to do it Beroy Vam. You always give precedence to Zrizin Makdim LaMitzvahs. We clearly don't paskin like the Radvaz, and it could be that the Radvaz's case was somewhat different. See, the Radvaz is another cheshbin. The Radvaz wasn't only talking about Zrizim Akdim La Mitzvahs. If one were to ask this shayla, right, the person was placed in jail and he's given a day out, one day out, So it might be a good idea to choose that day, because you know what? The Sar Beis HaSoyar, the jailer, might change his mind. So even, you know, even if we would, you know, isolate this Rizim HaKdimim LeMitzvahs debate, do we give presents as Rizim HaKdimim LeMitzvahs or to other priorities when performing mitzvahs, here's a little bit different, because one might say, do it today, because you don't know if the mitzvah is going to be around tomorrow. So that's a little bit different than Rizim HaKdimim LeMitzvahs. The Gemara has in Maseches Yevamos, if a person wants to convert, so Gemara says, if he demonstrates that he's sincere, Shihuye mitzvah lo meshahinan, we do the conversion right away. So that's a different concept than Zerizim Makdimim LeMitzvahs. That's because if a person wants to convert today, he might change his mind tomorrow, so we should do it right away today, lest we lose the opportunity entirely tomorrow. So the Radvaz's argument, you know, about what a person should do when he's trapped in jail is not only Zerizim Makdimim LeMitzvahs versus Mehudar, Mekudash, or Barovam issue. It's really, should a person chapa right now, because maybe he won't have the opportunity later on in the future. So one could have had the Radvaz, you know, accepted the Radvaz, and still, you know, side with the Trumas Hadesh, and that we don't always bend, we don't always, you know, give in to Zerizim Makdimim LeMitzvahs. We might once in a while give priority to other things. And of course, that is our practice. A person is making a bris milah. We don't always do the bris milah at, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning, even though that would be Zerizim HaKdimim LeMitzvahs. We push it off to have it b'roi v'am, for a person to have his family there. So obviously, we're willing to compromise a little bit on Zerizim HaKdimim LeMitzvahs. In the Trivus of Rav Sternbach, he says you have to do it, though, before 9 o'clock. You want to push a bris off, he says you should do it before 9. After 9 already, he said, it's no longer Zrizin. That's, you know, he says, there's different madregas of Zrizin. Zrizin HaKdimim LeMitzvahs in its highest form is at 7, you know, the first opportunity, Davin Kivasikin. Ah, at least Zrizin 8:30, you know, 9 o'clock. Oh, that's not even Zrizin Bechlal anymore. There's such a Pisrei Tshuva. There's a Pisrei Tshuva writes in Hilchos Mila, if a person pushes a bris past Chatzos Hayoim, then it's Bechlal, not even Vayashkem Avram Baboiker. It has to be Baboiker means in the morning. Get up in the morning. You push a bris after chatzos. Ah, it's not even in the, you know, in the morning. So that's why, you know, we do negotiate a little bit with brisin, even if it's a milah shelo bizmana, which we mentioned yesterday might be a little bit different than a milah bizmana. Milah bizmana, so at least you have the whole eighth day. It's just an issue of zrizos. A milah shelo bizmana, maybe every minute, you know, that you pass the eighth day, every minute is a kind of a bitula mitzvah. That was the argument of the Dvar Avraham. We really don't accept that either. I made two brisin for my two sons, both milah shelo bizmana, not because I was trying to do that, both premature. So you had to do the bris shelo bizmana. We had this shail of the Dvar Avraham, can we push it off, or, you know, to allow more people to be there. One was at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So can we push it off to allow more people to be there? You have to do it at the first possible opportunity. And most poskim, you don't have to do it at the first possible opportunity. You have to do it that day, but, you know, you could wait around for, you know, for people to be able to make it in order to increase the simcha. Why are there those, though, who think that Zerizim HaKdimim LeMitzvahs, you know, takes precedence over everything else? Why shouldn't it be like every other priority, like Bereivam, like doing a mitzvah behidur? You know, that we understand. You juggle priorities. Sometimes Rizus wins. Sometimes Rizus doesn't win. You know, it's one of the things that goes into the children. Why does the Radvaz feel, and all, you know, some other place can feel, the Vilna Gaon, or perhaps the Bach, that Zerizim HaKdimim LeMitzvahs always takes precedence over everything else? And moreover, I have a different question. Why is Zerizim HaKdimim LeMitzvahs found here, Davka, in Masechtas Pesachim? It could be found in any Masechta. Why is Zerizim HaKdimim LeMitzvahs found in Pesachim? And you'll tell me, well, it's not really related. It just happens to be here. I'll tell you it is related. How do I know? Because what's the other source of Zerizim HaKdimim LeMitzvahs is not only by Bris Milah or by the Akedas Yitzchak, is from Ushmartim Es HaMatzos. You should be careful with the Matzos. And the Chazal Darshan Ushmartim Es HaMitzvahs. Mitzvah Abalu Yadar Al Tach Mitzani. You have to act with alacrity in making the Matzos. You have to move quickly as well when performing the Mitzvahs. So clearly, Zerizim HaKdimim LeMitzvahs, doing Mitzvahs with haste, you know, is related to the Yom Tov of Pesach. Well, what is the relationship here? And why does Zerizim HaKdimim LeMitzvahs, why does that seem to be the overwhelming concern of many Paiskim, you know, see the singular focus above and beyond, you know, the focus of some of the other priorities? There's even a raya, a fantastic raya to this shita. I don't think we Paskin like it. I think Zerizim HaKdimim LeMitzvahs is, you know, one of the concerns, one of many. And we have to weigh and balance them and try and come out with a balanced approach. Make a bris at a good time for people and also do it somewhat early. Not to do it at 10:30, but, you know, do it at a reasonable hour, but make sure people can be there. There's reason why Dim Lamitzis, Baroi Vam, doing a mitzvah behidr, all different cheshbonis we have to encounter. But there are those that things, reason why Dim Lamitzis takes precedent, and they have a good raya, another raya. One of the rayas is from the donations to the Melechus HaMishkan. The Pasuk tells us in Parshas Vayakel, when all of the different shvatim were donating things to Melechus HaMishkan, what did the Nesiim bring? The Nesiim brought the Avnei Shoim and the Avnei Miluim. So, why did they bring Davka, the Avnei Shoim, the Avnei Miluim? And there, their name is written without a Yud. Nesiim should typically be spelled with one Yud. It's famous, Rashi already notes it, that here it's written without a Yud. So Rashi explains, because the Torah is being critical of the Nesiim said, you know what, let's see what everyone donates in Melechus HaMishkan, all the different Shvatim, and then the princes, who were people of greater means, said, let's see what everyone else donates, and we'll, you know, fill in the rest when everything is done. Which seems like a nice, you know, offer. Someone would come to Yeshiva University and say, you know, you're having a campaign. Whatever you raise, raise, and we'll fill in the rest. That's like a very generous offer. Any Jewish organization would seize that opportunity. So what's so bad about what the Nesiim did? In fact, that's why the Torah writes it without a Yud, because the Torah is critical here of the Nesiim. Why are you acting in this fashion? So what seems to be is that the Nesiim, even though they made a very generous offer, they didn't seize the first opportunity to do the mitzvah. They waited around. They said, you know what, let Klal Yisrael donate what they want to donate, and we'll donate at the end. So even though they ended up donating what was the most expensive item for the Mishkan, the Avnei Shoim and the Avnei Miluim, the precious stones, which are more expensive probably than the gold and certainly the wood and the other items that were donated, precious gems are probably more valuable, you know, per gram or per ounce than other things. Nonetheless, they're criticized. And perhaps they're criticized because even though they did it more mahudar, they did it more makudash, they donated something that was more expensive, they didn't seize the first opportunity to do it, that's a problem. Why? Why should, so that sounds like the Radvaz. That's Drizim Magdim Lamitzis takes precedence over everything else. Why? Why should Drizim Magdim Lamitzis take precedence over everything else? And why is it found off here, Mesefkos Pesachim? So, Hutner in his Sefer Pachad Yitzchak, the first Maimer on Pesach, quotes in the Maral. The same thing is, a similar thing is found in Sam Sefer and Chidushe Maparshas Bo and Chumash. Both say the same idea. And that is that when a person doesn't perform a mitzvah, bizrizos, it's not just that he's lacking in the enthusiasm that he has to demonstrate, for a mitzvah. A person should do a mitzvah behidor, and if he doesn't do a behidor, he also is demonstrating this kind of, you know, the wrong attitude towards a mitzvah. But if a person does a mitzvah that's not bezrizos, he does it, you know, by procrastinating, and he pushes it off, and finally, the last minute, he does it. So it's not just that he didn't do the mitzvah in the ideal fashion. The mitzvah has been transformed into an avera. How do you know? Because it's compared to chametz. The mitzvah, the pasuk says, u'shmartem as hamatzos, right? And we da'ashun u'shmartem as hamitzvos. Just like you have to do the, you know, bake the matzos quickly, so it shouldn't become chametz, so you have to perform the mitzvahs quickly, and make sure to do so with zrizos. But the implication is that if you don't do it quickly, it has become like chametz. And just like chametz is an aveira, so too if you do a mitzvah late or after procrastinating, you don't do it with enthusiasm and excitement the first opportunity, well then it's not only is it not an ideal mitzvah, it has actually become a slap in the face. It's become almost an avera, and we can understand why, right? If a person wishes you happy birthday right at the 11:59, sometimes it would have been better not to call, right? Because now you just you pointed out the fact that you delayed until the last opportunity. I'm not a big believer in these wishing happy birthdays things. What I'm just saying is, you know, and it's an example that one could perhaps understand the mashal a thousand times over about how we could possibly put this into our own context. You know, you did it, but you did it so late. You did it so begrudgingly. You did it with such, a lack of enthusiasm that almost it's not even worth it that you did it. In fact, it's almost insulting that you did it in light of the fact that you did it with such a lack of enthusiasm. So when a person does a mitzvah shaloi bezrizos, it almost becomes an avera, like chametz, right? If you delay in the making of matzah, it becomes chametz. So it will be here. If you don't do it with zrizos, it's not just you missed out Baroi Vam. It's not just you missed out, you didn't do the mitzvah with a nice silver esrog box or something like that. It's not that you didn't do the mitzvah behiduro. You did it, but you didn't do it in a proper fashion. If you don't do it with zrizos, that is really, you know, that speaks volumes about a person and his attitude towards towards the mitzvahs. So that's why perhaps many felt, I don't think we passed like this entirely, but many felt this reason by keeping the mitzvahs takes precedence over all of the other priorities in performing mitzvahs, because when a person doesn't do a mitzvah b'zrizus, that really speaks volume about his attitude towards religious life in general, and transforms what might have been a mitzvah into chametz, almost into an aver. And perhaps that's one reason why it's found specifically over here in Masechtas Pesachim. But perhaps it's, you know, it goes even a little bit deeper. A little bit deeper. Why? Because Mitzrayim, which of course in Pesach we celebrate the Yetziah from Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim is compared by the Pesach in Sefer Yechezkel to a chamor, to a donkey. The Pesach says, Asher besar chamorim besarim. Their flesh is compared to the flesh of a donkey. It says in the Zohar HaKodesh, in Parashas Vayishlach, that Mitzrayim is the Bechina, is compared to a donkey. It's a pasuk in Parashas Sefer Yechezkel. Mitzrayim is compared to a donkey. However, donkey is spelled Ches Mem Resh, Chamor. However, if you rearrange the letters, what does Chamor spell also? Chamor spells Makar, tomorrow. He pushes it off until tomorrow. In fact, what happened at the time of the Makkah of Tzvardeya? Paro went to Moshe Rabbeinu and he pleaded with him, Davin, please, to remove the frogs from Mitzrayim. Every single time at the end of the Makkah, when Paro couldn't handle it anymore, he had to go to Moshe Rabbeinu and ask him to Davin to remove the plague. So he went to Moshe Rabbeinu to Davin to remove the plague of the frogs. Fine, Moshe Rabbeinu agreed he would do it. So Paro told him, Vayoyma Lamochar, he said, you know what, wait till tomorrow. Strange. The Ramban asks, a person needs a reprieve. He needs a refuah. Someone agrees to help you. Then he's about to help you. Say, you know what? Come back tomorrow. What's this tomorrow? What is he waiting? So he was hoping he wouldn't have to beg a favor from Moshe Rabbeinu. He was hoping it would, resolve itself without having to use up, some of his credibility with Moshe Rabbeinu. You know, so he would save face. However, perhaps you also see, and the Ramban already discusses it, however, perhaps you also see that the nature of Paro was to be a procrastinator. He pushed everything off until tomorrow, which makes sense, because what is the nature of Egyptians in general? They're compared to a chamor. Chamor moves very slowly. He procrastinates. And then nothing against donkeys, but, you know, they're not known as the fastest animals. So the chamor plods along, he'll get there at some point. So to the Egyptians, were embodied procrastination. And that is exhibited by Paro, and when Moshe Rabbeinu offers to help him, that he pushes it off, until tomorrow. So chamor implies something that takes a long time to occur, something that implies, procrastination. That's why the Gemara says also in Sanhedrin, commenting on the pasuk in Sefer Yeshayahu, we know this pasuk. Be'ita achishena, that the geula will come in its time, quickly. So Gemara asks, will it come in its time, or will it come quickly? So Gemara says that imzachu, if we're meritorious, we're deserving, it'll come achishena, it'll come early, it'll come quickly. Imloizachu, Gemara in Pesachim, I think tzadiches. It'll come to eat, it'll come in its set time. We know there are two times the Mashiach could come. We believe every day the Mashiach could come, but we also believe that even if we're not Zoyche, Mashiach will come nonetheless. There'll be a Geula, despite the fact that we're not necessarily worthy. Be'ita, whenever that apportioned, specific, designated time might be. So Gemara resolves a similar contradiction between two psukim in the same way. The Gemara says, asks a contradiction. The Pasuk says in Sefer Daniel that the Geula will be Kanone Shamaya. It'll be like clouds that come in an instant, right? In certain climates, the weather can change in an instant. Not here in New York, but if you're in more exotic climates, it's all of a sudden it's sunny, or somewhere in the south, but Florida, sometimes you have this sun showers, it's raining, and then all of a sudden it's sunny out. It's sunny outside. So, Kanone Shamaya, like the weather changes, the Geula will come, and we want to be paying attention. But the Pasuk says, Sefer Zechariah, that it'll be Ka'ani Arayichev Alachamor, like a poor man who's riding on a donkey, who plods along, who comes slowly. So the Gemara says again, if we're Zoyche, it'll come, Kanani Shemai. If we're not Zoyche, it'll come slowly, like a donkey. Meaning that the donkey represents something that comes slowly, that takes a long time to happen. And therefore Mitzrayim is represented by the Chamor, which plods along, Kanani Arechev al Chamor. Therefore, in order to overcome Mitzrayim, in order to have a true Yetziah from Mitzrayim, which is what we celebrate on Pesach, we have to do the mitzvahs quickly. That's why the matzah had to be baked quickly, in order to demonstrate Zrizus. That's why the whole topic of Zrizus is found here in Masechtas Pesachim, and it's connected to the matzah. Ushmartim es ha-matzah, ushmartim es ha-mitzvah, mitzvah bo-yodah, al-tach mitzena. the Gula from Mitzrayim teaches us about all mitzvahs that have to be performed quickly, and we needed to do that in order to overcome Mitzrayim. The Chasam Sofer adds one thing, and then we'll just read the next Gemara. The Chasam Sofer says that that's why the matzah has to be eaten before Chatzos Halayla. Oh, this you have to be a Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer says sometimes the Chasam Sofer, however much the Chasam Sofer is appreciated, the Chasam Sofer is underappreciated. Chasam Sofer was a five-tool player. Chasam Sofer of Mamish holding and everything. His Drush, mysticism, learning, Psak Halacha, Lomdus, the Chasam Sofer has it all. So in the Drushes of the Chasam Sofer, he says that that's why the matzah has to be eaten before Chatzos Halayla. Why does it have to be eaten before Chatzos Halayla? Because the Gemara says in Barachas and Daf Gimel that the night is broken up with the different mazolas. The Gemara there talks about when you have to rain Kriya Shema in the beginning of the night, the end of the night. So the Gemara says the first part of the night, Kodem Chatzos Halayla, is the Bechina of a Chamar. After Chatzos Halayla is compared to a dog. And the Gemara makes different distinctions in terms of when you have to lay in Kriya Shema based on that. So he says that the beginning of the night is compared to the donkey, that's when you have to eat the matzah. Because when we eat the matzah, we're overcoming the quality, the characteristic of Mitzrayim that was procrastinators, like Paro says, Vayom la bachar, damn it for me tomorrow. And that machar is oisiyas chamor, that's why Mitzrayim is represented by the chamor, the Pesukim can say for Yechezkel, Aser Besar, chamorim besaram, and over to overcome the chamor, to leave Mitzrayim, we have to do the mitzvahs as rizos. And therefore it has to be done dafka before Chatzos Halayla in order to overcome the chamor represented by Mitzrayim. Interesting. Okay, but that's the principle of Jesus Magdim and the Mitzvahs. However, the Gemara says that's not why we do Bedikas Chametz on the night of the 14th. Why do we do Bedikas Chametz on the night of the 14th? So the Gemara gives two reasons. The Gemara says because that is the time that people are found in their home, and because you don't want to do it based on the sunlight, you want to do it with a candlelight. Because the candlelight is Yafel LeBedika more than the sunlight. So because of these two concerns, they were masakin to do Bedikas Chametz not in the morning of the 14th, which is what Zriza Magdim and Lamitzis would have dictated. We push it back to the night of the 14th. So the question that we have first is, why do we need both reasons? Why do we need to say because it's the time that people are at home, and because or haner yafel Bedika? One of the reasons should have been enough. Why do we need both, and what is the relationship between the two? But even more than that, the Gemara goes on, Amar Abaye, Hilka Chai Tzura Mei Rabbanan, Hilka, which implies, whenever you say therefore, that implies that there's a connection between what you're about to say and what you just said. So Amar Abaye, Hilka, therefore, Chai Tzura Mei Rabbanan, Lalivchas Be'inne, but worse is the place of the Nagi Abasa. He shouldn't begin learning on the day of the 13th, as it's about to become the night of the 14th, Dilma Mishka Chai Shmaise. Maybe he'll get caught up in his learning and he'll miss out on doing the mitzvah. So first of all, how is that related to the reasons that are given for doing Bedikas Chametz the night of the 14th? And how is this really different than any other mitzvah? Is this true by all mitzvahs that you're not supposed to learn before performing the mitzvah? Is this unique to Bedikas Chametz? That's something we need to understand. How is this really different than Mincha, than Mariv, than Kriya Shema, than lighting Hadlakas HaMenorah? What about doing things before Tkiyah Shofar? With this rule, is Bedikas Chametz the same as all of those other mitzvahs? And what is the general rule about other mitzvahs and doing activities, engaging in activities before a person begins another mitzvah? Eating, snacking, learning, sitting down for a haircut once it comes time for the mitzvah. So does the Gemara here mean to just say Bedikas Chametz is like every other mitzvah? Is the Gemara here saying Bedikas Chametz is even more strict, that you can't even sit down to learn once the time for the mitzvah has arrived? And how is that related to the reasons that the Gemara provided? All right, so I thought we were going to get to today. I guess I was a little bit off. We'll have to, Mishem, we'll get to that tomorrow. It's really a big topic about what can you do before the time of a mitzvah. Once the time for a mitzvah arrives, what activities are permitted, what activities are not permitted. All right, Trevor, we'll have to pick up here tomorrow, yeah?
Thank you, Rabbi.
Hey, Shkach.
Rob, good question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Wanted to know if you're safer also in Israel.